What's happening locally? The news.
And it is now time for us to take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Cabinet Council would have ignored several complaints about possible contamination of the Caimito and the Botija rivers in the province of Colón, which would have caused fish mortality, as well as other alleged environmental breaches at the time of signing, that's last June, the now unconstitutional contract law with Minera Panama subsidiary of First Quantum Minerals Limited. In addition, the alleged damages would include the accumulation of white and grey sediments that would have changed the tone of the river water, according to the findings of the personnel of the Ministry of Environment, Mi Ambiente, and the Ecological Police during inspections carried out in 2020 after receiving citizen complaints. This contamination would have been observed in a 3.2-kilometre route along the Botija riverbed, which joins the Brazo River. The Botija flows into the Cocle del Norte River through the San Juan River. The sediments found even in the stones come from the open pit area of Minera Panama, representing a non-compliance with the environmental impact study for not managing these contact waters within the mining project and current environmental regulations, the report highlights, and that was August of 2020. Now, although environmental non-compliance would have been evident, one of the defenders of the contract law, this is at the time, was the Minister of Environment himself, Mercedes Concepcion, who claimed to feel comfortable with the agreements reached with the company, despite the findings of your field staff. Another of the latest reports from the Regional Directorate of Mi Ambiente in Cocle from 2020 reveals that several complaints from citizens about the contamination of water sources located near towns in the north, east and southeast sectors of the mining project were attended to. Now, due to these complaints, different administrative processes were initiated. In the inspections of the Mi Ambiente regional plant in Cocle, in which Minera Panama personnel also participated, an unusual fact stands out. During the route in which the samples were collected, no presence of aquatic fauna was observed, the report highlighted. But representatives of the mining company deny that these findings are linked to the mine's operations. The fish mortality was not associated with the operations of Cobre Panama. It was attributed to illegal mining activities in the area, they responded to La Prensa. The same sediments were found in the Caimito River, displaced through the Chichemi Gorge in August of 2021. The residents of this area are mainly dedicated to fishing, agriculture and livestock as a method of subsistence. Did Mi Ambiente apply any sanctions to those responsible for the possible water contamination that caused the death of marine fauna? There was no response from Mi Ambiente. 2 years after these events, Mi Ambiente informed La Prensa that the administrative processes against Minera Panama followed due process within the environmental administrative sphere in the regional directorate of that entity in Cocle. A lawyer, Ernesto Cedeño, presented a request to the Attorney General of the administration, Rigoberto González, to investigate and, if necessary, file a criminal complaint about the reasons why the Ministry of Environment, Mi Ambiente, did not make a coercive collection of $12 million that the Minera Panama Company owes for the construction of ecological parks. The attorney had recommended Mi Ambiente in July of 2019 to manage this collection, but an investigation by La Prensa revealed a report's findings from Mi Ambiente prepared in May of 2021, which indicates that the mining company has evaded its economic responsibility, exceeding $11.6 million, coming from a debt accumulated between 2012 and 2018, after the signing of a letter of understanding in 2012 to 2017. Although the report requests an update of the amount of the debt, it is not known if this aspect has been fulfilled, since the Minister of the Environment, Mercedes Concepcion, did not mention it in his appearance before the National Assembly in January of 2023. The president of the board of directors of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, Aristides Royo, assured on the morning of Tuesday, the 9th of January, that a reservoir will not be carried out in the Indio River if the inhabitants of that area oppose it. This is to the idea of building a reservoir that guarantees the storage of the water necessary for human consumption and the transit of ships through the waterway. Royo's statements took place during the commemoration that was held with regards to the January the 9th of 1964's happenings, and are a reaction to the letter sent by the Minister of the Presidency, Jose Simpson, in which he asked him to clarify whether the ACP has carried out public consultations among citizens residing in the proposed area to find out their opinions on the legal limits of the canal's hydrographic basin and the possibility of building reservoirs. Royo specified that the consultation will be carried out and hopes that this will occur before the end of Laurentino Cortizo's administration on the 30th of June of this year, who was informed that legal reforms need to be proposed to expand the basin and eliminate the restrictions of building reservoirs, according to Law 28 of 2006. This consultation with the communities would be carried out before the government can make a decision regarding the necessary legal changes, Royo explained, anticipating that the ACP has worked for years in the area, which it interprets as fertilized land, but that still remains to be paid. The Minister for Canal Affairs was also optimistic regarding the Cabinet's decision regarding the legal changes that must be proposed and that would make the construction of a reservoir possible. I believe that the Cabinet Council will agree with the Panama Canal, he indicated. The Festival of Economic Aid for Family and Friends of the PRD Power today added a new chapter that reaches the intimate core of President Laurentino Cortizo. His niece, Mia Sofia Cortizo, received $85,000 to study abroad. Mia Sofia is the daughter of the president's younger brother, Aurel Cortizo, a lawyer who presents himself on social networks as a politician by vocation and proud father. In addition, he was the substitute when Cortizo was a deputy in Mireya Moscoso's five-year term from 1999 to 2004. Aurel's political vocation emerges in the party that brought his older brother to the government, the PRD. He appears on the list of delegates for the National Congress that ended up choosing the candidates for properly elected positions who did not go to the primaries with a view to the elections in May of 2024. 20 years before, in 2004, and during the presidency of Martin Torrijos, he was in charge of the Gaming Control Board, and upon leaving there, he founded the firm Abogados y Consultores Estrategos, ACES. Now, the news of financial aid for his daughter came to combine the two qualities with which Raul presents himself on his networks, mainly politician and father. The prince had tried to contact the president's younger brother about this matter through his signature and email, but did not receive a response. He's not the first relative of a politician to appear associated with this aid, nor the first Cortizo to appear mentioned in a scandal. And several media outlets have denounced children, nephews, employees of deputies or ministers for the same reason. The complete list of total beneficiaries does not exist because IFARO does not make it transparent. But among those reported, there are at least 28 who have received a total of $1.8 million during the Cortizo government. Another brother of the president and of Raul is Roy Cortizo, who shares with Vice President Carrizo the board of directors of Caja Dos of the PRD. Last November, La Prensa revealed that Carrizo set up a parallel structure through which hundreds of thousands of dollars flowed to the PRD campaign for the 2019 presidential elections without declaring to the Electoral Tribunal. These millions went from Bagatrack to companies such as Contact Global Services Corp, of which Roy Cortizo is president. The selection of a company for the management of the Cerro Patacón landfill in the town of Ancón will be carried out by the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, in the coming weeks through the online quoting process. This was explained by the Minister of Health and President of the Board of Directors of the AAUD, Luis Francisco Sucre, who explained that the entity was authorised to carry out the online quote to select a company for a period of 3 years. The sewerage entity is working on the terms of reference for the online quote so that a company can be urgently selected and handle not only the entry and disposal of waste but also the vats of lechate. In addition, Sucre added that a team of experts from the Technological University of Panama is preparing a document of charges and subsequently carry out a tender, since an international or transnational company will experience in waste management is being sought. Now, this is due to the need to implement cutting-edge technology in landfill management, as in other countries. The Health Minister assured that the main problem that they face in relation to garbage collection is the filling of Cerro Patacón, since the trucks must wait in long lines to enter the place. On the 11th of April, the government declared a state of environmental emergency, which implied an interinstitutional intervention to mitigate and restore the environmental disaster that occurred at the site. The decision was made during the session of the Cabinet Council, which instructed the Ministries of Environment and Health, the AAUD and other institutions to take measures to mitigate the damage present in the landfill. However, 8 months later, the situation is persisting, with lechate without any type of treatment ending up in rivers and polluting gases released into the atmosphere daily. As you will remember, the company that operated the landfill for 10 years was Herbalia, but its concession contract expired and the government carried out a new tender in which they chose the company Ecolimpia. However, a few weeks later, and surprisingly, the AAUD announced the cancellation of the contract due to not reaching an economic agreement with the said company. And the Minister of Health, yes, Luis Francisco Sucre, stated on Tuesday that for now there is no plans to restrict the activity amid a spike of COVID-19 cases in the country. We're going to be meeting with the public health team, but we do not see in any way that we will put any of the normal activities at risk, said Sucre, who was present at the events commemorating the deed of January the 9th of 1964. The Health Minister reiterated the call to the population to maintain self-care and recalled that a resolution was issued in which those who have respiratory symptoms are recommended to wear a mask to avoid infecting other people. Sucre reported that in the report it received in recent weeks, some 2,100 positive cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed nationwide, but that the majority are patients who have symptoms of the common cold. In addition, 9 deaths were recorded, 52 people hospitalised in the wards and 5 in the intensive care units. Well, that's it. There we go. That's our look, our Wednesday morning look. That's some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you for this morning's programme.